Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, last week taught me a lot of lessons. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I didn't play good last week. Put the ball in harm's way too many times. But I think it was one of those games where it's almost needed. I learned a lot from it. I was able to go out there, and I think you take away one throw, one stupid decision by me, I think that was the best overall game I've played so far. So there's progress there, trusting the five guys in front of me, trusting the receivers to be able to get open. Felt comfortable in the pocket today, and our defense, again, played outstanding. That's something that we know that they're going to do week in and week out. So there's a stat that's, as a quarterback, I'm 8-1 with one or less turnovers. So understanding that, playing complementary football is what we need to do and continue to improve on that.
Does that accentuate the point? Because, their points come off of one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your defense is playing.
Absolutely. And, it's hard for teams to really drive on our defense. So anytime you give them short field or an opportunity like that, teams usually find a way to take advantage. One of my old coaches in baseball said, you walk the first guy in the inning, he's going to score. So that's kind of what I kind of equate that to. But, we got to be better down there, myself especially. I'm the guy that takes care of the football. So when it's third down or second down, even first down, I got to understand that the smart play is the best play.
Josh, just with respect to Duke, it's not often that a guy gets elevated to the active roster and then is a big part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
How did he kind of handle the week? How did you interact with him to kind of keep him confident going into today and delivering?
He handled it the way he handles every day. He goes and attacks it. He's one of those guys that you love to have on your team. The way he approaches the game, the way he approaches practice, the way he approaches life. He's got a really cool story. And I think a lot of guys appreciate what he's done for us, not even being on the active, but on the practice squad and the juice that he gives us. And then you see today, he gets an opportunity and he makes the most of it.
Why did you feel it appropriate to hand him the ball at the end of the game?
Just from what he's been through. Like I said, his story is pretty awesome. For him to play in his first NFL game and play the way he did and make a crucial catch, down the touchdown there. I just wanted to let him know I appreciate him.
Was that perfect execution there? Because you guys got play action on you. You're running play action. You've got both those linebackers to bite, and it looked like Duke widened that guy ever so.
Yeah.
Did he fall into place? Or?
Yeah. He ran a good route. And I saw what I needed to see. Just gave him a catchable ball.
Besides the label of concussion protocol, which you wore until Saturday, what was this week like leading up to this game? Was there any other difference in, as a result?
Yeah.
As far as how you practice, what was
well,
that?
Your routine changes quite a bit. Just as far as like seeing doctors, traveling to go see different people, and making sure that you're good to go. So there's times where I'm usually watching film where that time might be taken away because I'm traveling to go see somebody. But like I said, I trust the guys in my quarterback room, trust our coaching staff. Coach Dable put together a really great plan. Our coaches did a good job of relaying that to everybody. And I took a lot of notes with Matt and with Davis. They helped me out a bunch this week, and I wouldn't want any other guys in there.
When you sprinted off the field last week afterward, it just sounded like I'll be right back.
That's what I wanted, yeah.
And then in the locker room after the game, your body language and actions spoke to that, even though you weren't talking to the media. So were you always confident that you weren't going to miss this game?
Yeah, I was.
Josh, just with what coaches tried to have this team embody in terms of physical and mental toughness, still you need games to truly prove your identity. Is this kind of one of those? Like a rock fight.
Where, mm-hmm.
Two guys standing 5 feet away from each other, just hurling rocks at each other.
Yeah.
When you pull out a game like this against a team that's that tough, and you guys are the last one standing, what does it say about your identity as a team?
Yeah, well, that's a really good team we just played. On offense, they're able to move the ball, and they don't turn the ball over. So we understood that it was going to be a field position game, and that's why that one turnover was very crucial on my part. Gave them an opportunity to go and put a touchdown on the board. But we understood that going into this it was going to be a 60-minute fight, and we just kind of stuck with it. Our defense gave us a bunch of chances, and luckily we made some plays when it counted.
What about the value of that win coming off a tough loss to New England? Josh, and obviously AFC win, that sort of thing, going into a bye.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of shows how resilient we are as a team. You know, tough week, you know, as far as what the media wanted to say about last week's game, but we keep everything in the house. We know what we need to do, try to win each week, and we attack each day, and we trust the process, like Coach McDermott always says to us. So we trust in the plan that he's, you know, set forth in front of us, and we're just going to try to attack that each and every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.